Controlling the weather. Is weather control being developed to use as a weapon? This idea has been making the rounds for quite a few years, and as we get more advanced it seems more likely, and if we haven't been able to control at least some types of weather it may not be long before we do. I remember a few years ago when we had a bad tornado season, some people said they had evidence the Russians had a machine which could produce tornadoes. There also has been a rumor HAARP, an American facility, can do it. So far, I still have my doubts, but I do believe some of the forest fires we have been experiencing have been set on purpose, but that is being kept from us so as not to cause panic. A forest fire is one of the easiest things to set. No advanced devices are required, only a match and the will to cause destruction. Disclosure.tv came out with a post in 2017 which stated weapons intelligence observers have noticed very rare clouds over a Russian city, and these clouds have raised suspicions the Russians were working on a weather weapon. This is not the first time this has come up, I am talking about the idea of the Russians doing this kind of research. There would be nothing unusual about it, since countries are always looking for a new way for their military to kill a lot of people, and cause a lot of damage. This doesn't say much for us as humans. While the clouds over the Russian city were not dangerous, it would prove if the Russians were able to create them. They had some control over the weather. The American High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or HAARP, has been suspected of being a weather control machine for many years, but there is no proof as of yet. The United States claims its purpose is communications. We call it ionospheric enhancement for the benefits of increased radio communications. This facility has been suspected of other uses, such as communicating with aliens. I guess we have to suspect someone would say something like this when we are talking about a facility which is not understood very well. We have been trying to modify the weather for many years. We have salted the clouds with chemicals to try and get it to rain, and done other things in this area. This was more or less for peaceful use, and the purpose was to cause rain during a drought. I read something the other day where people were getting suspicious, because UFOs had been seen by exploding volcanoes that were spewing debris into the sky, which also has the effect of changing the weather if enough of this stuff got into the air. I didn't mention this before, but all the forest fires in the US are causing particulates to get into the atmosphere. Maybe the idea is to create enough fires to make the air over the country hard to breathe. This seems a little far out though, because these same particulates will spread over the entire planet. China has been building weather modification machines over a very large area. They have been firing rockets which are being used to seed clouds. This is being done to fight a terrible drought which has left some people without proper drinking water. Currently, over 1,400 reservoirs in China have fallen below the operational level. This has also hurt the production of electricity produced from hydroelectric power. Hubei province seems to be the most affected. It is said China was able to manipulate the weather over Beijing before and during the 2008 Olympics to make sure it didn't rain. So what kind of machine is China building? They are creating thousands of chambers across certain areas and filling them with silver iodide particles which they hope will be lifted into the clouds by the wind. The hope is water will form around the particles and it will rain. Some people who should know are claiming in 1974 the United States conducted a secret meeting, and the topic was the weather. The topic was how to extend the monsoon season in Vietnam. It is said we conducted a secret 5-year-long cloud seeding operation to do just that. The project was known as Operation Popeye. It was supposed to help us win the war, and we all know how that turned out. A North Vietnamese general had said if we could have stuck it out another 6 months we would have won. Could this be the reason we have stayed in Afghanistan so long? As we study how nature creates devastating weather patterns, we are learning more about how to create hurricanes, tornadoes and other weather anomalies. Some experts have said the ability to modify weather this way could create weapons of destruction which would be more powerful than nuclear weapons. One expert gave the example of creating hundreds of violent tornadoes and sending them to an area in a country. Since we know what one giant tornado would do, it is not hard to imagine the damage caused by hundreds of them. They could be used to wipe out bases and such, and even entire armies without risking a soldier's life. Weather control conspiracy is popular. One of the reasons is the number of contrails in the sky. It is certainly not unusual to see planes leaving contrails, and sometimes a lot of planes leave them at the same time. People who study these things claim contrails may be putting chemicals into the atmosphere to control weather, and when the ground under the contrails has been examined, some strange material has been found. The government denies the contrail theory, but we all know a lot of things they have denied in the past have turned out to be true. One theory states contrails are chemtrails which are inoculating us against certain pathogens in case of biological war, but there are other thoughts on this matter. One is they could be preparing us for mind control, or terraforming our planet for extraterrestrials. While this is not what we generally think of when we talk about weather modification, it is modifying the atmosphere. This is not just taking place in the United States, and we have to remember whatever goes into the atmosphere will spread over the entire planet. In 1946, a pilot working for the General Electric Research Laboratory flew his plane to 14,000 feet and seeded the clouds. As he began to fly away, he noticed it caused it to snow. This was the world's first snowstorm created by humans. It is now 72 years later, and one can only imagine what we are capable of in this area.